Hello and welcome back, open language listeners. You are tuned in to an elementary lesson here today. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Diana.
And we are talking about a very special holiday.
Yes, and it is today, in fact, Saturday, April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. For our Chinese listeners, that's 愚人节.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's on April 1st.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So in our dialogue today, we have two people, Andrew and Bonnie, a guy and a girl, and they are at the office.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue three times.
Sounds great.
Dialogue first time.
Morning, Bonnie. It sucks to be working on a Saturday.
Hey, Andrew. Tell me about it. I had to cancel plans with friends to come here.
I know. I was really hoping to sleep in and chill out.
Where is everyone else anyway?
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the date today?
Let me check. April 1st?
Oh no, it's April Fool's Day. We've been pranked.
No, I should have seen it coming.
Dialogue, second time.
Morning, Bonnie. It sucks to be working on a Saturday.
Hey, Andrew. Tell me about it. I had to cancel plans with friends to come here.
I know. I was really hoping to sleep in and chill out.
Where is everyone else anyway?
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the date today?
Let me check. April 1st?
Oh no, it's April Fool's Day. We've been pranked.
No, I should have seen it coming.
Dialogue, third time.
Morning, Bonnie. It sucks to be working on a Saturday.
Hey, Andrew. Tell me about it. I had to cancel plans with friends to come here.
I know. I was really hoping to sleep in and chill out.
Where is everyone else anyway?
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the date today?
Let me check. April 1st?
Oh no, it's April Fool's Day. We've been pranked.
No, I should have seen it coming. Okay, so we just listened to our dialogue three times, and it starts off with, Morning, Bonnie.
It sucks to be working on a Saturday.
Right. So Andrew here says morning. He doesn't say good morning.
Right.
He just says morning.
Yes. I guess it's similar to how Chinese people would say 早 instead of 早上好.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing, guys. So you could say good morning or morning, but there you go. Okay, so he says, it sucks to be working on a Saturday. So we have this word sucks here.
Yeah, very colloquial. It's very slang.
Yeah, and it's used all the time. This word is used all the time. And it basically means, well, if something sucks, that something is not good.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's not fun. People don't like it. So something can suck. Here, working on a Saturday sucks. Or if you... For example, watched a movie and it was bad. You could say the movie sucked.
Yes, past tense.
Yeah. Yeah. So here, I guess this is like present tense, right?
Right.
Okay. So sucks can be used for all kinds of things that people don't like. For example, if you do not like German food, you can say, wow, I think German food sucks. I ate some German food last night and wow, it sucked.
Right.
Or what about if you don't like your coworker?
I guess you can say they suck.
Yeah. So there you said suck, right? There's suck, sucks, and sucked.
Yes.
Okay, so let's do like one more thing. I don't know. You could say, I don't like old music. I think old music sucks. And people who like old music... Well, they suck too.
Yes.
Okay. I think you guys got enough examples now of how to use this word.
So Bonnie says, Hey, Andrew, tell me about it. I had to cancel plans with friends to come here.
Hmm. So here she says, tell me about it. She doesn't want him to really tell her about working on a Saturday.
Yeah.
She's just saying, I agree.
Yeah.
It really does suck working right. on a Saturday. And then she says, I had to cancel plans. So we have this word cancel.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you're telling someone you can't go anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So cancel plans means to stop or to change,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's say you have a flight. You're going to take a plane and
yes.
then the weather is bad and your flight is canceled.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That means you can't get on that plane and go to wherever you were going to go to.
It really sucks when your flight is canceled.
Yes.
I'll tell you that. Okay, so Andrew says, I know. I was really hoping to sleep in and chill out. Okay, so sleep in?
When you sleep in, you're sleeping in later than you usually do.
Right, so basically, if you sleep in, you probably sleep late. You don't get up too early.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even sleep a long time.
Yes.
You might sleep 10 hours instead of 8 hours.
Yeah.
I know I love to sleep in. Okay, and here we go. Another word that's very colloquial, very 口语化的, we have chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he wanted to chill out. So chill just kind of means to relax,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, take it easy.
Mm-hmm. We say relax or hang out also, mm-hmm. maybe hang out with friends.
Yeah.
So here we have the word chill and chill out. You can chill out or you can be chilling or you can say, last night I just chilled with my friends.
Yes.
Or I just chilled out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are acceptable.
You can also say that someone is a chill person.
Mm, he's very relaxed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Easygoing.
Or if someone, if you think someone is maybe getting kind of angry, you could say, hey, 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 chill out.
Mm,
relax.
Right. Relax.
Yeah.
So it is beginning to be spring, but it still might be a bit cold outside sometimes.
It might be kind of chilly.
Mm, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so chill originally means to be cool, right?
Yes.
So chilly would mm-hmm. be cool. Okay, so they're wondering where everyone is. No one else seems to be in the office. And then Bonnie says,
oh, wait a minute. What's the date today?
Oh, wait a minute. This is, it doesn't really mean wait 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
It means hold on. I think I forgot something.
Right, right.
Right? So we might say, wait a second, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to use this. You basically just want to say, stop.
Yeah.
Let me think.
Yeah. So basically, it seems that she forgot something, and she says, what's the date today? Meaning, what day is it today?
Right, month and day.
Yeah, date 就是日期.
Yeah, yeah.
今天是几号,
mm-hmm.
right?
If you ask what day it is, usually that's day of the week.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So Monday or Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you ask what date it is, you're asking what the number of the day is
mm-hmm.
for the month.
Yes.
Right? He says, let me check, April 1st. And she says,
oh no, it's April Fool's Day.
Oh, great. So April Fool's Day, I mentioned this in the beginning of the lesson. This
mm-hmm.
is what, 愚人节, right? So just stupid person's day.
Yeah.
A fool is a stupid person.
Uh-huh.
他们很愚蠢, right? So very stupid. So April Fool's Day, and they say, we've been pranked.
Mm, so a joke has been played on them.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know already, I think a lot of people do know about April Fool's Day in China.
Mm-hmm.
But on this holiday, a lot of people play pranks or play jokes
right.
on each other. 就是恶作剧,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. So a prank has been played on them. They were told to go to work, but no one else went to work.
Yeah.
That's a pretty horrible prank. I'd be pretty mad.
Yeah, me too.
Actually. So let's talk about this word prank, because it is one of our expansion words,
mm-hmm.
right? So a prank, like I said, it's 恶作剧, but
yeah.
how can we use the word prank?
So you can either play a prank
mm-hmm.
Or you can pull a prank.
Pull a prank. Yeah, that's right. You could play a prank, pull a prank. And if someone has played a prank on you, you have been...
pranked.
Right. There used to be a popular TV show called Pranked.
Yeah, I watched it sometimes.
Yeah, the host, the 主持人, the host of the show would play pranks on mostly famous people, right?
Mostly celebrities.
Yeah, mostly 明星人, mostly famous people. Okay, so anyway, the prank has been played on them. And Andrew says, no, I should have seen it coming. This doesn't necessarily mean he should have seen something, you know, coming his way.
Right.
It means I should have known.
I should have known.
I should have known this. How could I be so stupid?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, cool. So the April Fool's Day prank has been pulled. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue three more times.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Morning, Bonnie. It sucks to be working on a Saturday.
Hey, Andrew. Tell me about it. I had to cancel plans with friends to come here.
I know. I was really hoping to sleep in and chill out.
Where is everyone else anyway?
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the date today?
Let me check. April 1st?
Oh no, it's April Fool's Day. We've been pranked.
No, I should have seen it coming.
Dialogue, second time.
Morning, Bonnie. It sucks to be working on a Saturday.
Hey, Andrew. Tell me about it. I had to cancel plans with friends to come here.
I know. I was really hoping to sleep in and chill out.
Where is everyone else anyway?
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the date today?
Let me check. April 1st?
Oh no, it's April Fool's Day. We've been pranked.
No, I should have seen it coming.
Dialogue, third time.
Morning, Bonnie. It sucks to be working on a Saturday.
Hey, Andrew. Tell me about it. I had to cancel plans with friends to come here.
I know. I was really hoping to sleep in and chill out.
Where is everyone else anyway?
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the date today?
Let me check. April 1st?
Oh no, it's April Fool's Day. We've been pranked.
No, I should have seen it coming. Alright, so we listened to the dialogue again. Hopefully you guys have a very good understanding of today's lesson. Mm-hmm. And before we leave today, we want to talk a little bit about pranks and what kind of pranks are okay, what kind of pranks are bad and you shouldn't do.
Right. So usually people won't play pranks related to death.
Okay. Yeah, so 关于死亡的问题.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for example, if I call Diana on the phone and I pretend to work at the hospital and say, "Hello, is this Diana?"
Uh-huh.
He said, "Yes, speaking. I have to tell you, your mother's been killed in a car accident."
Right.
Yeah, you'd be really upset, mm-hmm. and that'd be a really mean prank.
Yeah.
People do play pranks like this, though, and they think it's funny, but it's kind of mean.
Mm.
How about this prank in the lesson? I think I'd actually be pretty angry.
I would be too.
If I got up on a Saturday and went to work and no one was there, I'd be so angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be really angry about that because I like to sleep in.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I think we both value our sleep.
Yeah, sleep is important.
Yeah.
Okay, other kinds of pranks. Oh, man, there's so many kinds of pranks.
What's the best prank you've pulled?
Don't think we can mention that here. But... In the West, there's a lot of telephone pranks.
Yes, yes.
People
prank calls.
Yeah, prank calls. People call and pretend, like I just said, you know, saying that your mother's dead, or "Hey, you won $1 million! Yay! Ha ha! Just kidding. You didn't get any money."
Right.
Yeah. So, can you think of any pranks?
Actually, a few years back, I think Google announced on April 1st that they were increasing their email inbox size to 1 gigabyte.
Mm-hmm.
And because they published the news on the 1st mm-hmm. of April, mm-hmm. most people thought it was just a joke.
Oh.
But it was actually, they were going to increase the size to 1 gigabyte of space.
Right. And that's kind of funny because a lot of people are afraid to trust other people on April 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Mm-hmm. Do you like to celebrate April Fool's Day? And if so, what sort of pranks have you pulled? Has anyone ever pulled a prank on you?
And a lot of news outlets will come out with fake news. Mm-hmm. Let us know what your favorite story has been.
Yeah, that's right. So leave us your comments here at Open Language, and happy April Fool's Day, guys. Be careful out there. See you next time.
All right, bye.